Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
I'm Jolene McNutt, the News 6 correspondent here at Army Wife Network. And as the news correspondent, I spend a lot of time reading and watching the news. And like you, the news of Afghanistan hit really hard. My husband has been working these extra long hours, and I'm sure, you know, you all know that. He's had to, send some of his staff on very short notice to Afghanistan for support. And honestly, he probably has better information than what I'm getting in the news, but I'm watching closely. And I can't imagine what it must feel like to be so scared for your life that you're willing to leave your country and your family and your culture, your friends, your language, your home with no planning or preparation. It's so hard to watch it. Maybe this resonates so deeply because my husband worked side by side with an Afghan, with multiple Afghan interpreters when he was deployed to Afghanistan in 2009. So that's a long time ago, but believe it or not, we're still friends with one of his interpreters, and I'm happy to report that he's safe. But that one person represents a whole community of people that I feel deeply connected to. English-speaking Afghans were vital to our work in Afghanistan. Can you imagine if we had partnered with people who weren't honest, who we couldn't trust fully, you know, to fully translate for us? We put the lives of our service members right into their hands. They were equals. They were partners with us. And now we're leaving them, and it literally destroys me. Like, I have had a lot of sleepless nights thinking about this and praying about them. And so, not one to sit and wonder, as I said, I've been in prayer, and now I've dug in and found some really good resources that you can check out if you want to get involved. So before I get too far in, I have not done due diligence on all of these organizations. If you want to donate your time, your money, your resources, but want to feel confident that your donations are getting into the hands of your desired population, check them out. You can call or email their office, ask them some questions. And for larger organizations, you can also check them out on charitynavigator.org. This group in particular dives way into nonprofits, how they're run, how they spend their money. It gives you a rating on how good or bad the organization is using its funds. My own personal threshold on that rating, I try to find organizations that score about an 80 or higher. But that's my own personal preference. You have to decide for yourself. So you can check them out on charitynavigator.org. Additionally, if you need to reach friends or family, U.S. Cellular just announced that all outbound calls from the United States to Afghanistan are free. We're not sponsored by them. It's just a really wonderful gift that U.S. Cellular is offering to its customers. So check them out if you need to reach people in Afghanistan. Okay, now into the meat of it. I found a few different ways that you can get involved. First, at the very least, there are some advocacy efforts you can do. There's so many form letters that you can fill out and send to the president and your representatives in Congress. I happen to like this one from votervoice.net. We're going to post that link there. It's really easy. Okay, so if you want the links, Instagram, I didn't figure that one out. So you need to go to votervoice.net. or check us out on Facebook. We'll have all the links there. It's super easy. You add your own message. They have a form already there. It asks me for a couple things like my address and zip code, so it gets things connected right. And it literally took me about 3 minutes to do. It was very simple. And I felt like, okay, that's one tiny way I can make a difference. And today I'm going to cover a big list of organizations that are helping refugees across the United States, not just Afghans, to get started. I have like one great big list. And if you don't know where to start, this is a good place to kind of dig through and sift through. So they have a refugee processing center has at rapsnet.org/resources. You can check out that list there. I also like the organization No One Left Behind. And did I not include their logo? Okay, look them up. No One Left Behind, doing some really big stuff too. It's really cool. And that organization itself is working to get people out of Afghanistan. So if you know someone in Afghanistan that needs to get out, check out No One Left Behind. They have like an email address. They may even have a phone number you can reach out to. So that's kind of like my pre-stuff. Once they get to the U.S., then things change. because I know I'm not in Afghanistan. I can't do a whole lot from here about the people who are stuck in Afghanistan other than advocate with my representatives in Congress and also connect people that we know with organizations that are working there. So No One Left Behind is a really good one. Once they get here, I kind of broke this up into a couple different areas. The first one I did was in person. To volunteer in person, Afghans are landing in the U.S. like right now. They're getting sorted to at least three specific locations that have been identified: Fort Lee in Virginia, Fort McCoy in Wisconsin, and Fort Bliss in Texas. Fort Lee has had the jump on receiving refugees. They already had plans in place to welcome about 3,500 Afghans in mid to late July. And because of that, it's easier to find organizations who have been rallied and accepting support. One of those, if you live in the area, you can do some scouring on the internet. So one of those was WJLA News. They had a big list. So check them out. And if you're in the Virginia, the DC, the Maryland areas, WJLA had a really good list. More specifically, Lutheran Social Services in the National Capital Area is actively seeking volunteers to open their homes to children, secure housing for Afghan families, pick up a family at the airport or at Fort Lee. Once they come in, so I don't know if you know this, but once the Afghans come in, they are housed temporarily. And then they are then just, you know, while they get the final things figured out, they're housed temporarily at these military bases. And then they're going to be dispersed into the communities. So at first, they need help with getting homes secured for them, arranging a home setup. They will come with basically nothing. So they'll need beds and bedding and kitchen supplies. So they may need culturally appropriate meals or week's worth of groceries. So you can check them out at lssnca.org, especially, like I said, in the greater DC area. I envision these opportunities, especially at these locations where we have a core military community. This would be such a great opportunity for your church, like Bible study or group, a spouses club, your SFRG, to work with a local nonprofit and raise funds or provide volunteers to do a collection of these home goods that are needed, kitchen items and bedding and toiletries and school supplies. I mean, they're going to need everything to get started. And I think that's a really good opportunity for an organization to come together. The International Rescue Committee is also hiring SIV. So I don't know if you know what SIV is. That's the special immigrant visas that the Afghan interpreters and other people worked with us. That's the visa that they're coming in, SIV. So International Rescue Committee is hiring SIV cohort assistants at Fort Lee. That's in Virginia, in Madison, Wisconsin, in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and El Paso at Fort Bliss, Texas. These positions are a minimum of 14-day assignments with the potential for add-on days. They prefer people who can stay longer and work longer in those positions. And those are starting at $17 an hour. So not only can you help people out, but you may even be able to get paid for it. Additionally, the Red Cross is seeking volunteers specifically for these situations. So redcross.org, you can check them out. And I found that probably the best way to find volunteer opportunities at a specific military base is to follow their Facebook pages. So on Facebook, we will link to Fort Lee, Fort McCoy, Fort Bliss. The 1st Armored Division at Fort Bliss has a lot on theirs. So that's a really good place to see like where the immediate or upcoming needs are. They're posting pretty regularly. If you're not close enough to volunteer in person, there are plenty of opportunities to donate. I found a handful of, literally just in a quick little Amazon search or a Google search, I was able to find Amazon wish lists for a number of different organizations. And so we'll link those on Facebook. Maybe you want to order something. Maybe there's something that you're like, man, if I were displaced, I would really want to have whatever it is. And maybe they have that on that list that you can order and it can be directly implemented into someone's life like immediately. You can also make monetary donations to so many organizations. There's a list from the Washington Post that we'll link to. They have a huge, huge, huge list of different resources. So check them out if you just want to kind of peruse and get a feel for what different ways you can donate. There's the Islamic American Zakat Foundation, IAZF.org. You can check out International Rescue Committee at rescue.org and World Relief. They have local offices. And so it's really easy to donate to one of those offices that's more local to you. That can be found at worldrelief.org. You can also check with a local mosque. Many are already serving their own local populations and will know if a community need arises. And so that's a great way to get involved too. And for those of you who want to help who are left behind, okay, here's a big, big list. I'm going to go through it really fast, and I don't like doing a giant dump on you, but this just is to get you started. So if you are feeling unease about the people who are going to be living in Afghanistan post, you know, now that the Taliban have taken back over, here are some organizations that are already on the ground, already working, already loving on the people of Afghanistan. So you could check out preemptivelove.org, doctorswithoutborders.org, Charity Navigator. I have a list. We'll post it on Facebook. Charity Navigator has a whole list. Catalyticministries.com, nowzad.com, and ourrescue.org. Check them out if you want to support Afghans who will remain in Afghanistan. And then I have just a few more. I loved these two recommendations from our own military communities. And so one is, you can find them at Instagram, at Real Housewives of Fighter Pilots. They posted a couple days ago a really nice post. It's like a light pink post, so check for them. We'll link to them on Facebook. And then you can just check them out there. And then the other one I saw was ArkSalus, ArkSalus.org. That one is on the ground trying to get people out. And so those were two from within our own military community that are working hard on that. So I'm telling you that this is just the tip of the iceberg. If you have an area that you're particularly passionate about, maybe it's not Afghans who are fleeing for their lives. Maybe your heart is close to the women and children's rights. We know that women and children, we already have heard reports of women and children, young women under 15 disappearing, girls. I mean, they're not women, they're girls. We know that their rights are, in the past, have been severely reduced. And so if that's something that you're passionate about, look for something in that area. Maybe you want to support service members who are fast-tracked to support this mission. The USO is on the ground, as always. That's a great one to go to. Maybe it's animals. Maybe it's education. I don't know what stirs your heart to compassion that stirs you to do something. But you have an opportunity right now to support someone in this arena. Go for it. Even $5 can make a difference. I'm not kidding. Instead of, I like my Starbucks. I like my coffee. Instead of doing that this week, maybe I'm going to donate that $5 towards one of these organizations that can be pooled together to make a big difference. As refugees, as I mentioned earlier, as refugees kind of move through this initial landing phase, they're going to be spread out to other cities. They won't be just located at these three military bases that are currently tasked to receive them. This means that a city near you may be welcoming Afghan refugees. Keep your eyes and your hearts open. And feel free to comment, add to our conversation here with an organization that you're familiar with. If you know someone that's helping out, we'd love to hear it because many of us are willing and ready to get involved. And we want this to be a two-way conversation. We want to welcome the Afghans who are landing here with open arms and help them know that we love them, because I know how I feel about the way that this whole Afghanistan thing kind of happened. I know how I feel, and I can't imagine how a person who lived in Afghanistan, who worked with us for 20 years, I can't imagine how they must be feeling right now when I know just how much I struggle with this. And so share those organizations with us, partner with us, come together as we welcome these partners in this very complicated situation of the world. Okay, now that I've got myself back together, I really thank you for joining us today. This is something, I don't know if you noticed, but I'm a little passionate about, and I want to keep the conversation going. So definitely let us know if you have something to add to this. If you know of something happening in your particular neck of the military world, let us know, because we know other people are interested in joining in, and we can help spread that word. Okay, before I let you go, I'm going to remind you to sign up for the SITREP. It's my favorite. Are you familiar with the SITREP? If you want to be in all things Know Army Wife Network, sign up at armywifenetwork.com. It's just our newsletter that comes out twice a month. We do not spam you, but it's the coolest. And our people work so hard on it. It's such a great newsletter. It like compiles it, shrinks it down into like this very quick, easy read that you can flip through and be like, oh, I missed that on Army Wife Network, or I missed this podcast and I want to add that to my list to go check out. It like boils it down into super easy to fun read, and we have a lot of giveaways and a lot of fun stuff on there. So check us out, armywifenetwork.com. And you can also find us, of course, because you're here on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. We're really glad you joined us today. Engage, educate, encourage, empower. Army Wife Network is your resource for all things military life. This is Jolene McNutt, your new six correspondent, signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.